The British Empire, formed in the 17th century, died and was buried midway through the 20th century, but its culture and food continues to live on in its former colonies, from Australia to South Africa, and on over to India and Pakistan. Drinking tea, playing rugby and cricket, these remnants appear apolitical, but they were all exported via imperialism and racism. The play Test Match by Kate Atwell at ACT's Strand Theatre through December 8th seems to be about one thing, but is really about a lot more.
It's a rain delay of a world-class cricket match between Team England and Team India. I should also say this is women's cricket.
Pam McKinnon, artistic director of ACT and director of this production.
Bursting through a door come six people, three women from each team, wet, wondering if they will actually finish the competition of the day. And there's small chat, you know, chit chat. There's, you know, who wants a cup of tea? There's great animosity. And then we sort of hit an impasse.
Then suddenly the scene shifts to a palace compound in Calcutta around 1800. As two Englishmen, company men, work to devise cricket rules as they wait for an emissary from Bangalore to arrive.
It's dabbling with not even quite the origins, but definitely some origin moments of various elements of the sport of cricket.
Playwright Kate Atwell.
But it's also really looking at a kind of root moment of British colonialism in India.
Kate Atwell has created a consistently entertaining play with dialogue that zings as it travels back and forth between political and personal issues. Save for a key monologue at the end of the play, she's careful to ensure that whatever political points she wants to make, they're there for the audience to find.
It is about cricket temporarily, and then it moves on from that and lets go of that. And cricket is metaphorical in the play's concerns and functions as a way to think about and reveal and talk about the various kinds of systems that control us in society.
The two segments are very different in tone. The first is a gritty real-life locker room drama with characters holding secrets that need to be revealed, and the other a kind of Monty Python sketch that turns very dark as it goes along. It's not clear whether it all hangs together the way it should, but Test Match is ambitious, funny, and thought-provoking. Test Match, by Kate Atwell, directed by Pam McKinnon, plays at ACT Strand Theatre through December 8th. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.